pathway of peace, pools of reflection, week 5, day 34, anchored in his love. So let's read from Isaiah 49, verses 10 to 15. He has compassion on them and will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. See, they have come from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Aswan. Shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, burst into song, O mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has borne? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Thoughtful reflection. His love never fails to pursue us through every step of life, but there are seasons when it feels less tangible. This is when we need to actively strengthen our anchor in the love of God. When we go through tough times, we must know that God has compassion for us. He literally suffers with us as we walk through the challenge. Even in the midst of the trial, he wants to guide, provide, and sustain us. We must keep walking through circumstances in faith, knowing that God has not deserted us, that he still showers us with his love and has a plan of redemption. It is easy to be anchored in his love when life feels good, but we must be mature lovers that can press through the difficult times too. One of the main deceptions we receive from the enemy in the tough times is the lie that God does not care. In our pain, we react against God, accusing him of deserting us and forgetting his promises. We get offended and angry and withdraw our affection and lose our sense of his presence. But here, God pleads with us to understand that nothing will ever remove us from his thoughts. Like a mother, he will not forget your face, your expressions, and his love for you. In fact, God emphasizes his love is even more reliable than the strong bond created by a nursing mother towards her baby. God is with you, even if you can't feel it strongly in your emotions at this time. So today, meditate on the goodness of the love of God. Secure the tent pegs of his love for you, and remember, God will never abandon you. Do not fall into the trap of agreeing with the devil's plan for your life. Do not let the thoughts of being forsaken and forgotten grip your thinking. Soak yourself in his incredible love and commitment to your life. Like a boat that has hit some big waves and high winds, remember you are made to sail through these tests. God has equipped you to succeed, and once you've passed the test, you will discover new waters, different horizons, and greater satisfaction. So remember, lean into the incredible love of God. Do not let it go, and you will be transformed. So let's pray. Focus for confession. God, you have compassion for me and understand my capacity. You know how to lead me. You have refreshing water ready to satisfy me in the tough seasons. I trust you to lead me, and I know I do not need to fear being overwhelmed. Father, help me resist the lie that you have forsaken me, for I know you will never forget me. Thank you so much for your love for me. Thank you so much for gentleness and compassion when I feel weak. Make me a mature lover that can press through these tough seasons with a knowledge of your love, unshaken. Help me maintain this revelation in my spirit, whatever I feel in my emotions. Thank you. Amen.